from Tidbits on September 28th, 2009. This is the audio edition of Google Offers Push Gmail and Google Sync to iPhone, written by Mark H. Anbinder. When Apple introduced iPhone OS 2.0 for its iPhone and iPod Touch handhelds, one of the hottest features was push data, the capability to receive instant updates on your phone whenever you received new email, changed your calendar, or performed other tasks needing synchronization. This feature supported push email for Apple's Mobile Me service, for corporate Microsoft Exchange servers, and for Yahoo Mail. Google's Gmail service wasn't supported, but the company has now taken matters into its own hands and offers Google Sync for iPhone and iPod Touch. Officially a beta service, as Gmail itself was for years even after it gained widespread use, Google Sync provides automatic synchronization of mail, contacts, and calendar entries to iPhone and iPod Touch handhelds running iPhone OS 3.0 or later. In the absence of native support for Google Sync in the iPhone OS, Google has worked around the problem by implementing Microsoft's Active Sync technology. The result should be near seamless and instantaneous communication between the Mail app on your iPhone or iPod Touch and your Gmail or Google Apps account. Email messages should now arrive on your iPhone moments after they reach your Gmail account, and changes to your address book or schedule should be reflected just as quickly. It's the same functionality Mobile Me users have enjoyed for over a year. It's just now integrated with the popular and free Google equivalent services on the web and on the Mac. One drawback to Google's use of ActiveSync technology for their push capability is the iPhone support for only one ActiveSync account at a time. This puts the kibosh on push Gmail for iPhone users who, like me, already access a Microsoft Exchange account for work or who use such tools as NotifyLink to access other resources using the iPhone's built-in Exchange support. In the meantime, third parties have developed solutions for push notification of new Gmail messages, such as GPush for $1.99 or Gmail Alerts for 99 cents plus a monthly subscription. These will continue to be a viable option for users who already have an Exchange account set up or who want actual notifications of incoming mail. But for users with just a Gmail account to monitor, Google's instructions offer a clear way of setting up instant access to your Gmail and Google Contacts and Calendar. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engston. I'm kind of curious if and or when Apple will actually support push for Gmail directly within the iPhone. It seems a little odd they don't at this point.